Shalom to all. Today's office sponsor Daf Kuf Aleph, and we are starting Kuf Amud Beis on the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, as we mentioned briefly yesterday, back then it was common to bury their dead underground, and these chambers are called crypts. And the mason were buried in niches in the walls. Now, in case you're curious, a catacomb is the same thing as a crypt. It's just far more extensive, often consisting of multiple rooms or long corridors filled with these niches. Let's get familiar with a few terms that we're going to have in the Mishnah and Gemara. Ma'ara literally means cave, and that refers to the main chamber of the crypt. A kuch, or kuchin, are the niches in which the person was placed into, and a chatzer, literally courtyard, was the room before the ma'ara. And as with the most recent mishnayos, the discussion revolves around one who either bought or contracted something to be made. Halachically, how big does it have to be? As the Mishnah tells us, somebody who sells a place to his friend in order to build a kever, again, this crypt, or somebody who's makabel from his friend, he's contracted to make a kever. What are the dimensions? The ma'ara itself has to be 4 by 6 amas, upaisech l'soicha shmoina kuchin, and there has to be 8 kuchin dug into this, 8 of these burial niches, shalish mikan, v'shalish mikan, u'shnai mekenegdon, 3 here, 3 there, and 2 opposite them. Namely, when a person walks into the ma'ara, on the left and right side, there's going to be 3 places for burial each, that's 6, and the narrow wall opposite him, which is only 4 amas wide, has 2 in it. That's a total of 8. Now, v'kuchin, these niches themselves, arkon 4 amas, their length dug into the wall is 4 amos. That's because the mace itself is 3 amos, but since the mace is in a urn, it's in a coffin, so we have to allow another full ama for the coffin itself. Therefore, the fellow has to dig 4 amos into the wall. Beruman Shiva, and the height of this niche is 7 tvachim. That's for 2 reasons. Firstly, there needs to be space to slide the mace in if the height of the coffin itself is 6 tvachim, so there's got to be extra space, therefore there's 7. And also, there needs to be a tefach of air above the mace in order to prevent tuma from going upwards and being metame someone who's walking on the ground above this kever. Continuing to Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, V'rach Man Shisha, the width of this kuch, of this burial niche, is 6 tvachim wide. Now, this is all according to the Tana Kama, and if you want to see a picture which basically describes it, that's the first picture we have over here a little bit below us in the Rashbam. Just take a look at the right side of the picture. We have our Ma'ara, which is Vav al Dalid, and we have 8 kuchin, 3 there, 3 there, and 2 on the other side. However, going back to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, Oysa Toicha Shal Ma'ara, Shesh Amas al Shmaina. The Ma'ara itself is 6 by 8 amas, so it has to be 2 amas longer on each wall, according to Reb Shimon, and Upaisech L'Soicha Shloisha Asar Kuch, 13 kuchin are opened in it. Arba Mikan V'Arba Mikan U'Shloisha Mikenegdon, 4 on this wall, 4 on that wall, and 3 opposite the entrance, V'Echon Mimina Pesach V'Echon Mismol, and the other 2, to make it 13, we're going to have 1 on the right of the entrance and 1 on the left, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly how these are situated. And just have a sneak preview of Reb Shimon's Shita, you could take a look at the second picture we have in the Rashbam. It's a little bit confusing for now, but just take a look at the top of the picture, where we have a clear snapshot of our Ma'ara, which is Ches Alvav, 8 by 6. On the right and left side, respectively, we have 4 kuchin. On the far wall, opposite the entrance, we have 3. And then we have those 2 going out diagonally. Now, this is a sneak preview to the Maskana of the Gemara, because we're going to have a whole discussion exactly how they are. Now, going back to Mishnah, we have to add on a layer to both the Tana Kama Shita and Rav Meir. Va'isa Chatzer al Pia Ma'ara, Shesh al Shesh. A Chatzer, a courtyard, has to be dug at the entrance to the Ma'ara, and that's 6 by 6 amos. Why that size particularly? Kimloi Hamita V'Kavrea, that's the size of the mita itself and the people are going to be burying it. And a Paisach L'Soicha, 2 ma'arais, 2 ma'arais are actually opened up into this chatzer. Achz Mikan, v'achz Mikan, 1 here, 1 there. And that's this upper picture that we have. We first have our chatzer, Vav, that's where the whole burial procession enters, the people carrying the mita and the mita itself. And then they have an option to go 2 different directions, either to Ma'ara 1 on the left or Ma'ara 2 on the right. And that's the full setup. In other words, first the Mishnah described the basic idea of what a single ma'ara is, according to Tana Kama, and then it told us that when a person's contracted to build such a thing, he actually has to build it double, with a chatzer and 2 ma'arais on the side. Going back to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, Arba la'arba ruchaseha, that there actually are 4 ma'arais off of the chatzer to the 4 different sides, and now we can understand this somewhat convoluted picture down below. That's Reb Shimon's shita. We have our chatzer, vav, and then we have 4 different ma'arais going off all the sides. Now we have our final shita, Reb Shimon Gamliel Emer, he tells us, Hakol fi asela, everything has to do with the rock, meaning everything has to do with the quality of the soil or the rock, because since they're digging underground, it really depends. If the soil is too soft, then there has to be more of a space in between the bodies, in between these niches, so that everything is solid and doesn't collapse, and there can't be so many ma'aras either, because you can't just keep on digging in soft soil and expect everything to be solid and strong. However, if the soil or the rock is stronger, then you could put bodies closer together and dig more ma'aras. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it really depends. Now the Gemara begins by discussing Kuchin 12 and 13 according to Reb Shimon. Remember, Reb Shimon said that the ma'ara itself is 8x6 amas. On the two long walls, respectively, we have 4 buried, so that's a total of 8. On the short wall, which is opposite the entrance, we have 3 buried, that's a total of 11. But what about the last two? Where are those? As the Mishnah told us in Shitas Rav Shimon, that one is miyamin ha-pesach and one is mismail ha-pesach. What does that mean, though? And that's what the Gemara asks, Hani treila hechashadi luhu. Where do these two extra ones go? Ilibroi, if you want to say they're towards the outside, then we're going to have an issue. I'll just explain what outside is before we explain what the issue is. So imagine walking into the Ma'ara, you turn towards your right, and then immediately on your right-hand side, you have the wall, which is where the entrance is. That's where you just walked into, and there's nothing on that wall. And that's what we're saying the Livroi is, outside. In other words, we're suggesting that on the wall where the entrance is located, 2 kuchen should be dug, one on the left, one on the right. Problem with that is, hakam is dashi luhu, it's going to be stepped on. Since these kuchen are being dug underneath the chatzer, because they're backwards or behind where the rest of the ma'ara is, they're located underneath the chatzer, and it's going to be like the people in the chatzer are stepping on the people buried in these 2 kuchen. Obviously, they're not stepping on them because they're a couple of amas underground, but still, it's not respectful. When you have a bunch of people coming to bury a new body, and they're standing in this chatzer talking and working things out, whatever details they have to deal with, so it's like they're trampling on the bodies that are underneath, and that's not proper. And Vesu, we have another issue. Hatanan, we have a mission that tells us, chatzer akever ha'ayim b'saychai, tahar. That if someone's standing in the chatzer akever, he's tahar. But if kuchen 12 and 13, according to Reb Shimon, were dug underneath the chatzer, then a person standing there would not be tahar, because the tumah would go upwards. Even though, yes, we had explained in the Mishnah that the reason why the height of this kuch itself was 7 tvachim was to prevent tumah from going up, that's only midaraisa. But midrabanon, the tumah does still go up, and therefore, people in the chatzer would be tameh. So not only is it disrespectful, there's also an issue of tumah. Therefore, Amar B'yis Reb Chanina, he suggests, da'avaluhu kemin nagar. These kuchen are dug like a door bolt. That these last 2 kuchen are dug into the wall where the entrance of the ma'ara is, one on the right, one on the left, except that instead of the mace laying down flat, the mace is placed standing straight up. That's what a nagar or a neger is. It's a door bolt. It stands up straight, and that's how these 2 mesim are placed. The Gemara says that can't be because Amar B'yechon says, kuf alfon beis on top, kvurz chamarim hizu. This is the way to bury a donkey. You just dump it in a hole and leave it like that. A person is supposed to be buried laying down flat. So Gemara gives an answer to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, da'avalu b'karen zaves, these last 2 kuchen are placed on the corner. If you take a look over here at our 3 pictures on the left-hand side, picture Aleph shows us what we already saw in Amud Aleph. These last 2 kuchen are at the far wall, dug diagonally out towards the left and right, and that way these people are buried like everyone else, laying down. Now we just have a technical problem with this. V'hanagi kuchen la'dadi. The kuchen are going to be touching each other. Take a look at the 3 kuchen on the left corner, for example. We have one going up, one going off towards the left, and the one in between them, diagonal. The problem is that the entrance of the middle one is way too close to the entrance of the one on the left and right, and there has to be a certain amount of distance in between the kuchen. As you see, all the other kuchen have a space in between them, and this middle one that's dug diagonally isn't like that, and that's a problem. So Amar Vashi, Vashi provides a solution to this problem, b'mamek, it's where he makes it out of depth. In other words, these diagonal kuchen are dug a little bit lower down than the other ones. Let's say the other ones are dug 2 amas off of the ground, these 2 corner ones that are diagonal are going to be dug an amma off of the ground, and therefore we don't have any spacing issues. And how do we know that this is a valid suggestion? Dilar Tema Hachi, if you don't say this, Arba Ma'aras Reb Shimon, Hechiyavilhu. How does Reb Shimon even suggest that we have 4 Ma'aras coming off of our Chatzar? We would run into the same issue. Hakanagi Kuchen La'adadi. The Kuchen are going to be touching each other. What does that mean? So take a look at picture Bays, the second picture over here. It just gives us a snapshot of one of the sections. We have our Chatzar, and then a Ma'ara above, and a Ma'ara to the right. Now the first Kuchen and both of these Ma'aras are going to bump into each other, and we're going to dig them all the same height. According to Tanakhama, we don't have this issue. There's only 2 Ma'aras off of a Chatzar, one to the right, one to the left, so there's not going to be any overlap. But according to Reb Shimon, where there's 4 Ma'aras, the first couple Kuchen of each Ma'ara are going to be overlapping the ones in the next one, and that's obviously a problem. How do you have them overlapping? El rather says the Gemara b'mamek. It must be that these Kuchen are going to be dug at different heights. Hachanami b'mamek, so it's over here when we're talking about the diagonal ones, they're dug into the wall at a slightly different height than all the other Kuchen, and then we don't have a spacing issue. Now Ravuna Bredi Rishua Amar, Ravuna Bredi Rishua suggests that Abba Ma'aras or Reb Shimon, these 4 crypts, according to Reb Shimon, Davul Hu Ki Charusa, they're actually made like a palm branch, and that's how we don't have any issues of overlap. Take a look at the third picture over here. If you see all of them are going out diagonal, that looks like spread out leaves of a palm branch, and here we don't have any of these kuchen overlapping because they're all going out diagonally. And that's Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua's suggestion of how Reb Shimon doesn't run into a problem. However, the Gemara says right away, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua berusahi. This shita Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua is an outside shita, meaning it's not correct. Why is that? Because mechti, let's see. Kol amasa beribua, any amma in a square, meaning if you have a square which is 1x1 amma, that's what it means, amma beribua, an amma in a square. So amasu trechum shebalachsaina. If you draw a diagonal line cross-secting that square, you're going to get 1 amma and 2/5. Now, kamah havalahu, so how much would this diagonal line be? It would be 11 and a fifth. We have our tuma aris, let's call the upper one number one and the one on the right number two. And if you were to go to the far right corner of ma'ara one and draw a diagonal line down to the far left corner of ma'ara two, that diagonal line would be 11 and a fifth amas. And kuchen kamahavu, how many kuchen do we need to dig in this space? Tamanya, we need 8. 4 from this wall of ma'ara one and 4 from that wall of ma'ara two. Now, tamanya b'chatzwe v'chumsha hechem shkachasla. How do we fit 8 kuchen in 11 and a fifth amas? Each kuch was an amma wide, and there had to be an amma in between each kuch, and there's simply not enough space for 8 kuchen in 11 and a fifth amas. El rather, so it must be hadra v'hun b'rei d'rishua b'rusahi. This sheet of Rav Huna b'rei d'rishua is an outside one, it's not correct. Now, if you might say, alternatively, we have a different understanding of how Rav Shimon's 4 ma'aras could be and still have no overlap, as like Rav Shish b'rei d'Idi said later on, we're going to have this b'nefali with stillborns, hachanami b'nefali, over here as well, we're talking about stillborns. In other words, when a mother, lo yalenu, had a stillborn, that was buried in these ma'aras as well, and they were given the first niches, the first kuchen, which were obviously much shorter, they didn't have to be 4 amas long, because a nefil is very small, and it's in this way Rav Shimon doesn't have any overlap. All the full-size kuchen were in the back, where there's not going to be overlap, and the smaller ones for nefalim were in the front. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss these burial places. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.